A different kind of leader.
Yeah, right. We'll see how long the love lasts. Yeah, the people who are like-minded with that love that. But believe me, the people out there who hate the last party that was in power also hate the new party that is in power. But Christ is all in all. But all that stuff is out the window in Christ. You know, all that parties and all. And they can hear me talk a lot about politics. I don't get into it. I don't see the point. That's things beneath, really. What are they going to do? They're going to tax us. They're going to do this. It's like, you know, I remember during the last presidency, and this will work even if someone's listening, it's 10 years from now. During the last presidency, the president came in and they were all up in arms. All the people who were against him. Oh, he's going to do this. In fact, when he's done, he's going to declare a national emergency and he's going to retain the presidency for himself. He's not going to give it up. Well, he's not in power now, is he? That was the conspiracy. He was going to declare himself dictator. And now, you know what? They're saying the same thing about the new leader. Now the new leader is going to do that. Oh, he's going to do all these things. And I've seen this every time. Every time. The other side, the extreme elements on one side, they start making up all this stuff about what they think that guy is going to do. Not that those really bad things could ever happen. But you know what? To be worried about all that, to me, it's just, hey, you know, you get your head on the earthly things. Really, it's like, what has that got to do with us? I mean, nothing wrong with it. I mean, obviously, here I am talking about it, right? There's nothing, in that sense, there's nothing wrong with having a little talk about it. But to live in fear of it? Or worry about it? Ah. We know that whatever happens, all things work to our good. Because we are the called according to his purpose. We love God. Verse 12. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God. Boy, that's perfect lead into that. Holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Wow. Because I tell you what, Christ forgave me a lot of things. And I just asked. He put it in our hearts to forgive us. And he chose us as the righteous from before the foundation of the world. But I do believe he made us to have a change of heart. I say this because this is how I look at people. Honestly, in the church with my brethren, I forgive them without them even asking. Especially of little things, slights, and so on and so forth. I forgive it. I forget. I try to put it out of my mind. Sometimes it's hard because as a man, he's like, you remember, but I do not hold it against them. And certainly not to do anything about it. You know what I mean? And let love reign. You know what I mean? Just let that stuff just not affect me, you know, as much as possible. Now, people that are without, I want to show them the love of Christ. On the other hand, I do not want to comfort them in wickedness, meaning that, like, say, a relation or something is doing wicked things, right? I don't want to do things that make them feel they can continue in that, or to show any sort of approval on my part, or in any way reward them for what they do. You know what I mean? Because it's like they say, well, you know, like they have some benefit with me, and I take it away. So, well, why don't you just forgive them and give it back? Because that's not the benefit I'm giving them is beneath. I want to give them something greater, which is above. And the only way I can get them is by taking away that which they have set their affection upon, which is on the earth. Because I would never deny anyone anything spiritual. That would be wicked. But I know how Christ has loved me. He's loved me in taking away things of the earth that I had my affection on. But he's also been very gentle, too. So I'm going to be mindful of that, is that he's been gentle with me. I don't want to be so harsh with people the way he hasn't been harsh with me, lest he look at that and say, okay, I should be tougher with Paul. So I try to have God guide me in that, you know? The way you deal with people, in and out of the body, is important. You know? We got to put on compassion, right? Kindness. Pity. Sympathy. Oh, that's what bowels is figurative of. Cause it means your bowels. And your bowels. You know, but you ever feel stuff down there? Like, let's say someone tells you, like, a really gripping story, and it just, within your bowels, you feel sympathy. Because you feel it in there. And that's why the ancient languages reflect that in the figures of speech. Humbleness of mind. Humiliation of mind or modesty. Meekness, which is gentleness. Long-suffering. Means bearing with things long time. Forbearing is to hold oneself up against or put up with. Like it says, we do not despise. This is from Romans, I believe, chapter 3. I should memorize the verse number so I don't have to look every time. Romans chapter 2. I guess it's good that I went. Chapter 2, verse 4. How it says, you know, it's talking about people who do the same things or commit the same sins as the people they're judging. And he says, or do you despise the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God, or kindness, whatever, it leads you to repentance. God's kind affection towards you, his kindness towards you, his forbearance, his forgiveness led you to repentance. Don't despise it. And what I mean by that is that when you behave towards other people in a way that's not the way Christ dealt with you, now you are acting like you hate, you despise what he did for you. Because if you love what he did for you, you'd want to do it for other people. And that's the thing, is in some senses, sometimes people want to be more merciful. That's why we get doctrines the way we do, because people want God to have mercy on everybody. So they pervert the word of God to mean, instead of that God has vessels of wrath and vessels of mercy, everyone's a vessel of mercy.